Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host, James Lampkin. Thank you for joining us. We'll be testing your knowledge of music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Play along by yourself or compete against a friend. Our 3 rounds today will be Hits of the 80s, Stage Names, and Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 15. As per usual, we'll go through all of the answers at the end of the episode, so hang around for that. Here we go.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, you'll hear 5 general questions about hits of the 1980s. Each question will be worth 1 point each. Let's get to it. Question 1. What colourful artist had a hit in 1989 with his cover of If You Don't Know Me By Now? Question 2. What 1983 hit by Lionel Richie has a questionable music video in which he falls in love with a blind student? Question 3. What 1980 hit by Diana Ross was a collaboration with Nile Rodgers as a discreet LGBTQ anthem? Question 4. Bobby McFerrin's 1988 hit Don't Worry, Be Happy was a record breaker because it was the first type of what song to hit number 1. Question 5. In 1981, Kim Carnes had a huge hit with a song about the eyes of what Hollywood actress? That concludes round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 is stage names. We're going to provide you with the birth names of some popular music stars. Your job is to identify what stage name they are better known by today. There's 1 point up for grabs for each correct answer. Let's get to it. Question 6. Stacey Ferguson. Question 7. David Jones. Question 8. Curtis Jackson III. Question 9. Jessica Cornish. Question 10. Amethyst Kelly. That concludes round 2. It's time to move on to the final round.
Round 3.
Round 3 is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music star. As each clue will reveal more information, the sooner you can identify the answer, the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you get it from just one clue, and progressively down to 1 point if you get it on the last clue. Here we go. Clue number 1. I was born on the 8th of January, 1951, in Skewen, Wales. Clue 2. In 1969, I was inspired to begin singing after coming second in a local talent contest, initially using the stage name Shireen Davis. Clue 3. My first hits came in the late 70s, and an operation in 1977 resulted in me developing my distinctly raspy singing voice. Clue number 4. At age 61, I represented the United Kingdom at the Eurovision Song Contest. Clue 5. My hits include It's a Heartache, Holding Out for a Hero, and Total Eclipse of the Heart. That's all our rounds complete. Hang around, we'll be back in just a moment to tell you all of the answers. And welcome back. It's time to reveal the answers, starting with round one, hits of the 1980s. Question one. Simply Red had a hit with If You Don't Know Me By Now. Question two. Hello. The song was a number one hit in the US, UK, and Australia. Question three. I'm Coming Out. Rogers stated the song was written after seeing a group of drag queens impersonating Diana Ross at a club. Question 4. Don't Worry Be Happy was the first a cappella song to reach number 1. It would also later win Song of the Year and Record of the Year at the Grammys. Question 5. Betty Davis. The song ended up the biggest hit of 1981, according to Billboard. Continuing on to round 2, stage names. Question 6. Stacey Ferguson is better known as Fergie. Question 7. David Jones is best known as David Bowie. Question 8. Curtis Jackson III is rapper 50 Cent. Question 9. Jessica Cornish is famously known as Jessie J. Question 10. Amethyst Kelly is rapper Iggy Azalea. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music artist from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Bonnie Tyler. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you used. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points for this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to leave us a fantastic review on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcast. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That's me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.